please.
Excerpt 39 from Labash, Volume 3, The Creator is Meticulous with the Righteous. The blow that one receives from the Creator, when the Creator takes from him the flavor of the work, by this the Creator heals him, because then he has no other way to serve the Creator but with faith above reason. It follows that the blow that he received from the Creator, from this itself he can be healed, for otherwise he will remain in separation. By this we understand what our sages said, that by the blows of the Creator he heals. In other words, this is the healing. The Creator gives one room to work with faith without any support. Also, we should understand what our sages said. The Creator makes a decree and the righteous revoke it. This means that the Creator makes a decree taking from one the pleasure of the work, and there is no harsher decree than taking from someone the vitality in the work. But the righteous revokes it. That is, if a person says that he wants to work without any reward of vitality and pleasure, then the decree is revoked by default. Moreover, now he rises to a higher degree, for now he is in a state of pure faith and is regarded as having no self-interest. Excerpt 40 from Abash, Volume 2. What does it mean that one should bear a son and a daughter in the work? The work above reason should be unconditional surrender. One should take upon himself the burden of the kingdom of heaven above reason. A person should say, I want to be a servant of the Creator, even though I have no idea about the work, and I feel no flavor in the work. Nevertheless, I am willing to work with all my might, as though I have attainment and feeling and flavor in the work, and I am willing to work unconditionally. At that time, a person can go forward, and then there is no place for him to fall from his state, since he takes upon himself to work even when he is placed right in the earth, since it is impossible to be lower than the earth, lower than the ground. This is, as it is written, a generation goes and a generation comes, and the earth forever stands.
So, 41. Excerpt from Iwan, from Rabash. What does it mean that one should bear a son and a daughter in the work? If one decides that he wants to work as dust, meaning even if he tastes the taste of dust in the work, he says that it is very important to him to be able to do something for the sake of the Creator. And for himself, he does not care what tastes he feels. And he says that this work in which one tastes the taste of dust, meaning that the body mocks this work, he says to the body that in his view, this work is regarded as raising the Shekhinah, divinity, from the dust. In other words, although the body tastes dust in the work, the person says that it is Kedusha, and does not measure how much flavor he feels in the work. Rather, he believes that the Creator does enjoy this work, since there is no mixture of the will to receive here, since he has nothing to receive, because there are no flavor or scent in this work, as there is only the taste of dust here. For this reason, he believes that this is the holy work, and he is delighted. Again.
Where are we, Dudi?
quote 42 from Shamari 19, what is the Creator has for the bodies in the work. Sometimes one despises this work of assuming the burden of kingdom of heaven, which is a time of a feeling of darkness. When one sees that no one can save him from the state he is in, but the Creator, then he takes upon himself the kingdom of heaven above reason, as an ox to the burden and as a donkey to the load. One should be glad that now he has something to give the Creator, and the Creator enjoys him having something to give to the Creator. But one does not always have the strength to say that this is beautiful work called adornment. Rather, he despises this work. This is a harsh condition for one to be able to say that he chooses this work over the work of whiteness. Meaning that when he does not sense a taste of darkness during the work, but then one feels a taste in the work. It means that then he does not have to work with the will to receive, to agree to take upon himself the kingdom of heaven above reason. If he does overcome himself, and can say that this work is pleasant to him, that now he is observing the mitzvah, commandment of faith above reason, and he accepts this work as beauty and adornment, this is called a joy of mitzvah. Again,
it's darkness.
Quote number 43 from Rabash, part 3. The essay, A Land Where You Shall Eat Bread Without Scarcity. One must engage in Torah day and night, and the night and the day should be equal to him, as written in the Zohar. In other words, the state of completeness called day and the state of incompleteness called night should be equal. That is, if his aim is for the sake of the Creator, then he agrees that he wants to bring contentment to his Maker. And if the Creator wants him to remain in the state of incompleteness, he agrees to this as well. His consent is expressed by doing his work as if he were rewarded with wholeness. This is regarded as agreeing when the day and the night are equal to him. But if there is a difference, to the extent of the difference, there is separation. And on that separation, there is a grip to the outer ones. Hence, if a person feels that to him there is a difference, he must pray to the Creator to help him, so there will be not a difference for him, there will not be a difference for him, and then he will be rewarded with wholeness.